Ex-playboy Karen who hit elderly maskless passenger blasted for COVID lunacy, leftism destroys women. By Joshua Klein on December 28, 2021. The former Playboy model, Raiders cheerleader, and Baywatch actress who was detained after assaulting a maskless fellow passenger during a Delta Airlines flight was blasted online for her now viral outburst, with many highlighting her past and blaming current COVID lunacy attitudes for contributing to such behavior. After Patricia Cornwall, who also goes by Patty Breton, appeared in a viral video clip on Saturday in a spat with an elderly man, apparently over masking, she faced heavy criticism online over her conduct. The 51-year-old ex-Playboy model, who later worked as a realtor, is now facing federal assault charges after allegedly striking an 80-year-old man while on a flight from Tampa to Atlanta last week. In the clip, she is seen verbally attacking an elderly man and pursuing more conflict. "Stand your ass up," she demanded of the man, to which he replies, "Sit down, Karen." Cornwall appeared to be enraged over the man's lack of a mask, though he claimed he was eating and drinking, which according to the Delta Airlines website exempts one from masking, so long as they are not prolonged periods. "Masks must be worn between bites and sips," the site reads. Many took to social media to blast the former Playboy star for her conduct, some suggesting her earlier stardom and current COVID lunacy attitudes pushed by the left contributed to her outburst. "The new face of COVID lunacy is an attractive one, or at least it used to be," wrote radio show host Jerry Callahan. "This crazy woman, who was a Playboy model, Baywatch actress and Raiders cheerleader in a previous life, spit on an 80-year-old man because he was, you know, endangering her health," he added. "Hot model plus leftism equals ugly woman beating the elderly," one Twitter user wrote. "This is what Democrats have done. They have emboldened radical leftist whores and criminals to think that they can stomp on 80-year-old men, assault them physically, and get away with it," wrote another. 2022 and 2024 can't come soon enough. What? Baywatch? Playboy? NFL cheerleader? CNN will sign her as COVID expert. If The View doesn't snap her up first, the user added. "The latest mask warrior is a bigger lunatic than you thought," wrote radio host Dale Jackson. "I think the relocation from Florida to California to a mask freak must have been too stressful," wrote another Twitter user. "Leftism destroys women," another wrote. "Put your mask on is the new you're a racist reply," a Twitter user wrote. "It's total deflection from the real issue and instantly tries to incite support from others around you against the person you are mad at. When in doubt, yell put your mask on." "She'll be on The View shortly," wrote another. "She's just misunderstood, like all women. She's obviously caught the COVID mask mental disorder," wrote another. "And she was oblivious that her own mask was below her chin the entire time. Maybe she is trying to revive her Hollywood career like Smollett. The irony, she took it all off for part of her career, yet wants others to cover it all up," wrote yet another. "She was yelling at him about not having a mask on while hers was under her chin," another user wrote. "She is a stupid hypocrite." Others highlighted what they deemed her apparent display of entitlement after her celebrity status waned over the years. "That's why she got so upset, she was used to getting whatever she wanted," wrote one Twitter user. "Women who make their lives on appearance alone always seem to go crazy in middle age, when men don't indiscriminately want them quite so much anymore," wrote another. "She seems to be dealing with some pent-up anger issues," another user wrote. "Wonder if she was extra pissed off since no one recognized her? Sounds like someone with a bad case of entitlement," wrote another Twitter user. "Playmate Karen would have been able to avoid being arrested," wrote yet another. "Those days are gone. Perfect example of the psychology behind Karenism. It's a reason they're always middle-aged. They're not frustrated by their treatment. They're frustrated they aren't being treated the same as a younger, prettier woman weak, and most men likely let her behave however she wanted," another user wrote. "The fall from the top is tough, they lose all their money and status, but the entitlement stays low, dangerous phenomenon," the user wrote in another tweet. "What a brilliant way to bring yourself back from the dead in Hollywood," wrote another. "So this is 100% a Jesse Smollett?" asked one Twitter user. "Dang, Mask Karen. Imagine thinking being asked to wait a second for the beverage cart to move is the same as Rosa Parks refusing to move to the back of the bus, wrote another. Holly Weirdo explains most of it, why nothing will happen to her, not her psycho actions, another wrote. Like most entertainers, narcissist, wrote yet another. Doesn't appear to have done one socially redeeming thing in her miserable life, wrote another Twitter user. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, was alerted to the disturbance and authorities took custody of the woman when she was transported to the Atlanta police precinct. Cornwell was later released on $20,000 bond. According to a statement from the Atlanta police, the incident led to the injury of fellow passengers and Delta employees. According to a federal criminal complaint, the incident started after she tried to make her way from the restroom to her seat but found a flight attendant with a drink cart blocking her path. Cornwall asked the flight attendant to help her find her seat, to which the flight attendant asked Cornwall to find an open seat until beverage service was complete, the complaint reads. After Cornwall reportedly responded by asking the flight attendant, "What am I, Rosa Parks?" The man was reported to have told her she isn't black and they were neither on a bus nor in Alabama. At that point, the verbal altercation between the two began. Additional derogatory comments were made by both parties involved, the complaint reads. Cornwall has made no public statements about the arrest. Public records also reveal that Cornwall was arrested for driving under the influence in Walton County, Florida, last year. She also has several arrests for domestic abuse, one in Florida and another in Los Angeles. Both arrests were from last year. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.